Should we do it in here?
Yeah, why not? The faculty bar is a perfect place. I don't know why we didn't think of this earlier.
Well, it's a bit crowded, but we found this little quiet corner. So go on, let's make a start.
Okay, right, I'll go. Hi, and welcome to the PodMag. I'm Karen Foley.
And I'm Dave Middleton. Shall I go to the bar and get us a drink?
Oh yeah, we could call this the PodMag.
The PodMag, perfect. Well, maybe we'll just move in here every week.
Oh, I can't believe Eugenie got a warrant to clean the cupboard.
It didn't look even dirty to me.
No, I don't believe that. And I can't believe Baron Hardup's still on the case about it all.
Or that she waved her mop at me like that.
I know.
Or where she threatened to put it. Isn't that physically impossible?
Right, what's on the show this week?
Right, well, we've got some really exciting stuff. We've got news from the USA Freshers' Fair.
Oh, good.
We've got the new website address.
Yeah.
And I'm going to give a little bit of detail about the new website, just very
good,
briefly.
Good.
And we should talk about the Friday Thinker. That was
great fun,
wasn't
it?
Yeah,
we should, definitely.
Okay.
Oh, is that Non there from the library?
I think it is. I'll send her over. You can have a chat.
Yeah, brilliant. Non, students can sometimes get a bit bored, especially sort of midway through the module. You've been reading your textbooks and things. What can they come to the library for to inspire them about something that they might be studying?
Well, we don't just have text-based resources in the online collections. There are lots of rich materials in there. There are image databases in there, there are sound databases in there, and there are broadcast archives of broadcast resources. So, you know, there are lots of things to read in the online library, not just simply articles or chapters of books.
And a lot of our students will be putting ideas together for the Student Connections Conference, so they might be interested in maybe having a look back at some of this material, and they might want to use some of that in their presentation. Is that something that they could get in touch with the library about?
Well, I'm very much hoping that we librarians, the team they have here, are actually going to be part of their conference. And offering little drop-in sessions or possibly online tutorial sessions in how to do this very thing. How to use some of the jazzier materials, if you like, in a creative way.
And can you also say a little bit about students sort of broadening their horizons? Because sometimes in the, you know, humdrum of everyday life, fitting in TMAs, there's so many interesting things to find out about, but so little time as well, and I know that's a pressure for a lot of our students. What would you say some of the benefits are about broadening experience in a way like this?
Well, I think these days, as we become more digital, everything is becoming more and more digital, and it's impacting on all of our daily lives now. You know, so much more of us are having to write tax returns and vote online, and you can see that's the direction of travel. So being able to cope in complex environments and navigate your way through all of those digital resources and services confidently, and then manage your information as well as you're going through that, is going to be a key skill, a key digital information literacy skill going forward.
I mean, all of this stuff sounds so interesting. I, for one, just getting used to Twitter and things like that, and how nice it must be to actually feel like you're adding to your knowledge whilst doing something trendy, enjoyable, and now.
Absolutely. And, you know, you can share some of the things you're creating with others. Mm. So, you know, you can use forums that we provide, or, you know, or there's a whole raft of things. We have the Facebook channel as well. Mm. You know, there's a whole range of other channels that you can choose to share these things with. We also, as librarians, we need to be where the students are as well, and where they want us to be, and where we can provide the most effective help.
Thank you very much for joining me today.
Oh, Non's gone, is she?
Yeah, no, she's just left.
Oh, right, here's your drink. I got you mineral water.
Oh, but you've got a pint.
Yeah, well, I didn't want you getting tipsy.
Well, how come you've got a beer then?
Well, I've got a higher tolerance than you. Okay. Right, so let's move on.
Non was telling me that she's going to do these courses on how to use Facebook and social media and stuff, which I think it'd be brilliant, because I thought I could use Facebook, but she says there's loads more that you can do.
Wow. Do you think people know all about our faculty Facebook page?
I don't know if they do, but you can find it from the link on our new website, and it's the Open University Social Sciences Facebook page. There's loads going on and lots of stuff on there about the PodMag. Shall we talk about the Friday Thinker we did the other week, a few weeks ago?
Oh, wasn't that fun?
Oh, I loved it. I really liked chatting to everyone. You really get a sense that there's this community out there.
Well, I really liked some of the interactions between students, rather than us, them talking to us. They were actually talking to each other and discussing some of the issues. Kelly Kinnaird and Michelle McNally, really enthusiastic about social science. Michelle McNally says, I love social science after studying 10 years ago. It's helped me rationalise through hard times and made me an extremely strong person. Yeah, fantastic. What else would you...
I know. Well, it's so funny because when I was like doing the Friday Thinker and thinking about it, I was thinking, God, all of these things are such amazing things to talk about or blog about. And some of these students have such fantastic writing styles. You think this would sound so good on a blog, or, you know, talking about how social science has changed your life and how it's changed the way you think about things. I bet other people would love to hear about that as well.
Yeah, I know some of the students here were quite interested. Not all of them are going to sign up, I don't think. But Tracy Setchell was one, Val Slade was another one, Esme Atia was another one. All of them were quite interested in the whole idea of blogging. So, and Lynn Didsbury as well mentions it as well. So a lot of interest in doing blogging.
Well, it's not, if you can do it, I'm sure everyone else can. It's not difficult. It's just like these posts on Facebook, isn't it? It's just having something to say.
It's incredibly difficult. That's how I mastered it. I'm prepared to pass it on. All everything I've learned about, well, basically writing whatever pops into my head. so we'll be doing that. Mm-hmm. You can find The Friday Thinker on facebook.com/theopenuniversity.socialsciences, and you can also get there from our new website address, which we'll also give you a little bit later on.
Great, so what's next?
Well, I wanted to say something about OOSA, which is the Open University Students Association. If you haven't found the OUSA yet, then you really ought to. And they've got, if you're a new student, they've got a fantastic freshers fair. And do you know what?
What?
We're on there. The PodMag special.
Oh yeah, the PodMag special.
The freshers special. So get on to www.open.ac.uk, OUSA, and then that will take you to the OOSA Freshers Fair. And that is a great thing and a lot of time for people from OOSA.
Dave, that person over there waving, is that the Dean?
Oh, I think it is. He isn't waving, he's telling me to get back to work. Oh. Go in now, sir. Quick, drink these drinks. Right, what else have we got? Look, it's Matt Staples.
Oh, yeah.
I'll drink this pint. You don't need another one. And I'll just pop up to the bar and I'll see if Matt can come over and help us.
Okay.
Right, Karen. I've just had a quick word with Matt.
Yeah.
I've left him with a microphone.
Right.
He's going to give us a bit of advice on DD 101.
Okay.
But all those people that are starting in February.
Oh, and if you're on the J presentation, that was the one in October, you might like to write in with some advice for these new students as well.
Brilliant idea. Students helping students. That's what Student Connections is all about.
Absolutely. Write us an email at podmag@open.ac.uk.
Okay, let's have a... Matt, come and sit down here. Tell the students about TMA 01 and what they need to look out for.
Well, obviously, we've got TMA 01 coming up quite soon. And the focus of that TMA for DD 101 is really outlining how some people on the street benefit and also how others lose. And we're asking students to really focus on a street that they know. I mean, one way of doing this perhaps is maybe thinking about the street where I live. I live in North London, and I think like many streets across the country, we've been affected by a recession quite badly. Because I'm a social scientist and I quite like quantitative methods, I actually counted the number of shops on the street quite recently and saw how many had closed. And so I think the impact of the recession has significantly affected small businesses. They can't compete with online shopping, and a number of traders who've been around for a long time have actually gone under in the last couple of years. And so immediately you can see there are people who've lost on the street. Small traders are losing out to maybe bigger businesses and also to online shopping. Ultimately, there are impacts there, of course, for consumers as well. People have to go further away to do their shopping. Ultimately, you could also argue there's a real issue of social inequality and social deprivation there, because people have lost their jobs, and that will have an impact in terms of who's actually losing out. Now, in terms of who benefits, different groups on a street will focus on different things. There may be new restaurants or alternative shops that have opened, basically, and they will attract particular groups of customers. And so it's about thinking of the street as always in flux, because like any other part of society, it's constantly being made and remade. And so it's thinking about, at any given moment, will there be people who are benefiting from what's on the street? And are there examples of people who will be losing out?
And now it's time for the news. Okay, so this week we're launching our new website. So go and check out the new video that I wasn't in. And you can also, most importantly, register for the conference. Now, Dave, what happens when students register?
You click on the Register Now button. It opens up a very short form which will ask you for your name and your email address. Once we pick up those, we'll then tell you everything you need to know. You're registered for the conference, but we'll also keep you in touch. You'll get put onto our mailing list and we'll let you know when things are happening, when the workshops are, etc., etc.
Absolutely.
Couldn't be simpler.
We'll then start a dialogue with you. It's non-committal at this point. So as long as you register, we'll just keep you up to speed, whether you just want to know about the conference or if you want to take part in one of our workshops or sessions that we're doing. Okay, well, that's all we've got time for today, listeners. Do drop us an email if you can at podmag@open.ac.uk. We hope you've enjoyed the show.
And don't forget to check out that website. See you next week.
The Podmag!